Blog Talk Radio.
Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank the Lord, and we give God all praise, honor, and glory just for the opportunity to come and share in the Word with you. Praise the Lord. We have been doing a teaching entitled The Person and Work of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, and we're going to go into now the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. We're going to be talking about the gifts. We're going to be talking about the purpose of the gifts. Amen. And then we're going to break down each of the nine gifts. And our theme scripture for this portion will be 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Praise God. Amen. Now, again, Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We are located in Lawton, Oklahoma. Amen. And we do appreciate you listening to the broadcast. Praise God. We do pray that it is an uplift and an encouragement. And at the end of the broadcast, we will tell you a little bit more about Women of Power, how you can contact us, praise God, to send us your prayer requests. Amen. If you want to send in praise reports, or if you would like to partner with us in this ministry to help us, amen, further the gospel of Jesus Christ, we will give you that information at the end of the broadcast. But before we go any further, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you for another Lord's Day, and we thank you for the opportunity, Father, to come before your people. We thank you, God, for this hour of study, and we pray, God, as we go into the Word, that you would anoint your Word, Father God. Oh, God, we ask that you would bless those that are listening. Father God, we ask, God, that you would anoint your Word, and, Father, minister to the hearts and lives of your people. Minister to those that may not know you but are yet listening in. Father God, I pray that the convicting power of the Holy Ghost would fall. And Holy Ghost, you minister as only you can. Now, Father, we thank you for this time. And we ask, God, that you anoint your Word, anoint every listener. We thank you and we praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we want to begin by reading, praise the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Praise God. And I see I do have a caller, and I thank God for you being on the line, caller. Would you like to give us your name?
Prophetess Perry.
God bless you, Prophetess. Praise
God bless
Lord.
You.
We appreciate you being on the line this evening. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. We are getting ready to go into the scripture. We're going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. The scripture says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." And when I think about this scripture, I think it's in Ephesians where it talks about the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher that God gives for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And this scripture, talking about the gifts, does the same thing. It edifies the body. The gifts of the Spirit edify. The gifts of the Spirit give wisdom, give knowledge, praise God, faith, healing. When we look at certain ministers that flow in the gift of healing, some people have faith above what the natural, if you will, because it's a gift of faith. I know people that can believe God for the impossible. They don't even flinch. Glory to God. And I do believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. But when you're around people like that, it will inspire you. It will encourage you. Praise God. Because they talk God, in other words. They walk God. They walk the Word. Praise the Lord. And so when you're around that type of anointing, you can't help. It's going to rub off on you. Praise God. When you're around someone that believes God for healing, they're not going to take no for an answer. Amen. You around someone that has experienced miracles. I mean divine miracles. Praise God. It has an effect on your life. So all of these gifts are in the body of Christ, so that the body can be equipped effectively to do the works of God. And this is the purpose of the gift. It is to enable all believers, not just a select few, amen, not just those that are well known, not just those with a name, if you will, but all believers, amen, to do the works of Christ and to carry on the work that he began both to do and teach. So Jesus left the example for us to follow because he said greater works we would do because he's going to the Father. So when we are full of the Holy Ghost, this is why the baptism again is so important. He fills us, amen, to overflowing without measure, praise God, so that the work that each of us are called to do, we can do that work, and we can do it effectively and efficiently. We can do it with integrity. We talked about integrity this morning on another level, but yet that integrity flows over into our ministries. We can do it with excellence, praise God, and we can do it with righteousness, justice, all of these things because they're in God, praise God. And when you look in the book of Acts and all through the New Testament, you see where the men of God, women of God, walked with God, amen, and they were led by the Spirit of God, and so God was able to flow through them. Apostle Paul was one that walked in these gifts. Praise God. He was a powerful apostle. And the others, they were powerful in their own right, amen, because of what Jesus had put in them and because of them dying out to self and really giving themselves over to the Lord so that they could fulfill the thing that God wanted them to fulfill. So again, I'm going to read this again. The purpose is to enable all believers to do the works of Christ and to carry on the work that he began both to do and teach. Praise God. This is why, again, beloved, ministries now, we have to be careful that we're doing the work that God wants. Have our own agenda. We must not have our own, build our own empires, if you will. Amen. Every has a function in the body. Every ministry should have a purpose if it's God ordained. If we're sent by God, and it's important that we're sent by God, amen, because then he's going to give us the instructions. He's going to give us the vision, give us the plan, give us the pattern, and then we follow that exactly. And as we do that, then this scripture will really take effect. These signs shall follow them that believe. Those that trust. Oh, I thank you, God, for your presence and your anointing. Amen. Those that trust, those that believe, those that rely on God. He says, in my name, Jesus said this, shall they cast out devils. Amen. They shall speak with new tongues. Glory to God. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Amen. This is such divine protection that we have in the body of Christ. I remember hearing a testimony, a well-known minister, this was some years back, where a man came into his church, praise the Lord, and he had a gun, and he unloaded the gun. He had 6 rounds in the gun, and went to shoot the minister, and every bullet missed him. He did not get shot, praise God. And you know, with someone with 6 rounds, you know, you stand a good chance of being taken out. But the power of God, the Holy Ghost, shielded the man of God, and he did not get hurt, praise God. He had a mission to complete, and this man of God is still living today and well-known, preaching the gospel. Praise God. And God protected him. Amen. And God will do that for us. He'll protect us even in the face of danger, in the face of death, in the face of tragedy, in the face of sickness. If you're marked for God, beloved, amen, God will protect you. He'll watch out for you. Praise the Lord. So no harm will come to you. Praise God. And then it says, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise God. Now, this is a sure word right here. Praise God. And then the word says this, and they, the disciples, the apostles, went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. And this is what I love about God. Amen. God will confirm his word. When we preach the word and we preach it without compromise, we preach it in faith. Amen. We preach it with tenacity. Amen. We preach it with assurance that God, you are backing this word. Amen. And I'm doing this because I love you, because I trust you, because I want to be obedient. Praise God. And so when we preach the word of God, the word says he will confirm it with signs following. So that lets us know again, amen, that what should be following us is signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. We should see, amen, the manifestation of God when the word is preached, praise the Lord, when it's delivered, amen, when you're exhorting, amen, or encouraging or whatever, God's going to come forth and do what he set forth to do. Praise the Lord. Now, another, and that was Mark 16:15-20. Now, let me read another scripture here. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, the apostles, the disciples, those that were there. Amen. God also bearing them witness. Amen. He bore witness to what they said, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles, all kinds of stuff. Praise the Lord. Raising the dead. Amen. All kinds of things was happening. And gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Praise the Lord. Now, it's God that's working. Amen. His will should be accomplished in the land now. His will should be accomplished in our ministries. It should not be our will. It should not be our agenda. I have no agenda. Amen. The agenda is the will of God. The agenda is to complete the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. In purity and righteousness and holiness, all of these things. Praise God. And we must stay humble before the Lord, beloved. Amen. Because God is going to use his people in this hour in a greater way. Amen. The gifts are going to really be in demonstration this year in an even greater way. Those that are seeking the face of God, fasting and praying, amen, staying before the Lord, staying in the word of God, being obedient to God, all of these things, God is going to prove himself. Amen. He's going to prove himself in the works that, amen, that are going forth and the ministries that are going forth. Praise God. And we must stay pure. We must stay uncontaminated, amen, from the world or from anything that would try to cause the flow of God to stop. We must be careful. Praise God. We must keep our sights on God. So we want these gifts to flow through our lives. Amen. We want to be the vessels that God wants us to be. Amen. Now that scripture was Hebrews 2:3-4. Now let's go a little further. This another scripture says, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ had not wrought by me, praise God, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Iconium I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Now, Paul was a stone preacher. He was a missionary. He was an evangelist even. He was a prophet. Amen. He was an apostle. He really was an apostle. But what I'm saying is that he flowed in all the gifts that God had. He flowed in them. Amen. He walked in them. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was anointed, amen, to do these things. Praise God. Amen. And he fulfilled the call of God on his life fully, Praise God. And then he says, and I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Praise God. And that's Romans 15, 18 and 19, and then verse 29. Now, another scripture says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Now, this is Jesus. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. So when we believe God, we trust him. Amen. We're abiding in him. We're flowing in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God said the works that he did, we will do, but then greater, because now he has gone to the Father. Praise the Lord. And we have the Holy Ghost. So that means we're going to go further. Praise the Lord. Whenever there is a mantle passed or a baton passed, amen, that one that grabs that baton in a natural race runs the race. It runs another lap. Praise the Lord. In the spirit realm, what we do when we grab that baton, we grab it and we run further. We take it down further. Praise the Lord. And then when we get to the point where we have to pass it, praise God, then that other one is fresh. That other one is ready to go. Praise God. It should be someone there. Praise the Lord, to keep this thing going. Amen. There are ministries, amen, that are still going on because the right pace was set, the right path was set. Praise God, the things were put in place so that that work could go on. Likewise, there are ministries that have not gone on. There are ministries that are laying in the graveyard right now because things weren't set properly, and God had to just, you know, that anointing went. Amen. The mantle didn't get passed properly, or whatever it is, praise the Lord. But we want the word of God to continue. Amen. There are ministries, amen, that need to go on until Jesus comes back. Praise God. Because the main thing is that the word of God be preached to every creature. Praise the Lord. And this is the purpose, amen, of us as believers, is that the gospel go around the world, that people see us. We're written epistles. Living epistles, if you will, written, amen, we're in other words, read by all men. So our lives ought to exemplify Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Now, finally, one more scripture I want to read here. It says, God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, but covet earnestly the best gifts. So this is Paul talking. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. Now that was 1 Corinthians 12, 28 through 30, and then chapter 14, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Now, going back to the beginning of that scripture where it says God set some in the church, first apostles, and we know apostles are sent ones. Praise the Lord. Apostles are those that God has given to set order. Amen. Those that plant churches, praise the Lord, start works. Amen. Are visionaries. Praise God. Those are apostles. Praise God. And then you see prophets, and we know that prophets are those that are mouthpiece of God, those that are sent forth to foretell the word, to preach the word prophetically, amen, as well as flow in the gift of prophecy, amen. Their prophets can be seers as well, amen. There are different functions in the area of prophets, praise God, and the apostle and prophet flow very, very closely together, praise God, and teachers are there. Amen, to teach the word, to instruct, amen. Sometimes we have to just kind of slow down. I love to preach, but, you know, it's nothing like the taught word, because that's where you grab it, that's where you dig, and we have to dig now into the word. Our roots must be deep in the Lord, and it takes study. It takes us getting into the word for God to give revelation, amen, on his word, so we know how to walk, praise the Lord, because in this hour we've got to depend on the word of God. And then it says miracles, praise God, and a miracle is something, it's different from healing, amen. Healing is And I've heard this said this way: is a slow process. It takes place over time, but a miracle is instantaneous. It happens right then. Praise God. And there were many miracles in the Bible. A blind person that's healed, you can see. That's a miracle. Praise God. Someone that is deaf in their ears and their ears are open, that's a miracle. Praise God. Amen. Someone that has cancer, has been diagnosed with cancer, and then they go back and x-ray, the cancer's gone. They can't find it. They look for it. They look for the tumor, and they cannot find it. That's a miracle. Praise God. And there are other instances of miracles. Things happen instantaneous. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to share this real quick. And this really was a miracle. This was years ago. And my husband and I, we were, at the time, we were in Georgia. And, you know, we got down to, we didn't have a lot of food. And I remember when I divided up, I had these pork chops. And I didn't really like these big ones, these big steak-looking pork chops. And I remember I had two of them, and I just threw them in the back of the freezer. And so when it came time, that was the only thing we had left. I says, oh, there's just two little pork chops in there. I'm going to just unthaw those pork chops, and we're going to have a meal. And it was just enough for one meal. But when I opened up, unthawed them and opened it, it wasn't two, it was four. And I'm like, wait a minute, I know what I had in there. And God stretched that meal, beloved, where it was one meal, we had 3 days of a meal, two or three days of a meal, and it was a miracle. I told my husband, look at this, God did this. And God will do that. He'll work a miracle. He will just astound you. That may seem like something small, but you know that was a miracle for us. Praise the Lord, because we came almost to the end. And you know, but our meal barrel never ran dry. Praise God. We always had enough. Praise God. And God is a God that's more than enough. He'll work a miracle for you, even if it's food. Praise God. If it's money you need. Amen. Whatever it is, if it's healing, amen, God will do just what he said according to his word. Praise the Lord. Again, so that was, okay, miracles. Let me go further here. And then the gifts of healings, praise God, and helps. Praise God. This is where helps is where you are anointed to just stand with someone and help them in ministry. Gift of administration. Praise God. Praise God. You can have the ability to just help in a ministry or help a person. Praise God. Come alongside and just boost them up and support. Praise God. Amen. And I rather like doing that type of work, and because God has gifted and he's anointed me to do that, and others have been anointed. So don't take the gift of help as a menial thing. It is not, beloved. Every gift and every part and facet of ministry is important. Praise God. Whether you're behind the scenes, whether you're typing, filing, cleaning, whatever it is, it's a help. Praise God, to boost the work, to so that the work can continue. Praise God. So he gives helps. Amen. And then there's governments, diversities of tongues. And then we're to covet earnestly the best gifts. Amen. Desire to walk in the gifts and the callings of God. Don't be shy and don't be bashful. Amen. Desire to walk in the gifts of God. Praise the Lord. And then he says, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And most importantly, follow after charity. Walk in love. Walk in the love of God. Amen. If you know that God has given you a gift, make sure that you're walking in love. Don't speak in anger. Don't strike. Don't do any of those things. Amen. But everything we do, we must have love. We must have charity. Praise the Lord. Because without it, we're just making noise. Amen. 1 Corinthians, I think, 13 talks about love. Amen. And we must walk in the love of God. Praise the Lord. Now, there are 9 gifts. Amen, that we're going to talk about, taking from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. There are 9 gifts, praise God. And these gifts are, amen, let me go through them here. We have the word of wisdom. We have the word of knowledge. We have faith. We have healing. We have miracles. We have prophecy. We have discerning of spirits. Diverse kinds of tongues, and then interpretation of tongues. Praise God. Now, and we're going to go through all of these gifts so that we can know the difference between them. Praise God. Not every word that comes forth is a prophecy. It could be a word of knowledge. It could be from tongues and then the interpretation of tongues. So we need to know what these gifts are so we know how to use them properly and when they're in operation, praise God. We need to know that in the body, the gifts should be in operation. Amen. In the churches, the gifts should really be in operation because they edify. They build up the body of Christ. The church I was raised in, it was so normal to hear, amen, a message in tongues. And then interpretation, because we had those that were anointed, amen, and God used them, and God spoke mightily, mighty words he would bring to encourage and to lift up and that type of thing in the body. And it's always an awesome thing when God would speak. And my pastor was so sensitive to the Lord that even when the Lord would say repent or he would, you know, bring a correction, she would stop. And she said, the Lord said this, and we need to do this. You know, she was careful to mind God when he spoke. Amen. And we must do that. We must allow the Holy Spirit to have, amen, free course in our lives. So we're going to be talking about these nine gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Here's just right now.
Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to go real quick to the word of wisdom. And I'm just going to rush this just real quick on our next broadcast. Praise the Lord. We're going to... amen, go into it a little bit further, praise the Lord. The word of wisdom, amen. This is insight into the divine acts as to how God himself would do things. It is the unfolding of his plan and purpose concerning any specific thing in his government of free moral agents, praise the Lord. It is the divine revelation of how to best apply God's will in governments and churches. We need the wisdom of God. And in the things that we're going through in this day and time, beloved, we definitely need wisdom. The Bible says if we lack wisdom, we can ask of God, amen, and he'll give it to us. He won't hold it back, but he'll give it to us freely. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to pick up on our next broadcast talking about the word of wisdom. Amen. Father, I thank you for the word today, and I pray that you would just continue strengthen and encourage us, God. Father, touch everyone that's listening right now. Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We bless you and we give you praise now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live, amen, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, amen. And we're located in Lawton, Oklahoma. And we would just like to encourage you, amen, if you would like to drop us an email, praise God, you can do so by writing us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. That's Deborah at WOPMinistries.org. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you would like to send in a prayer request, you could write us as well at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73505. Praise God. And we encourage you, amen, to drop us an email, amen. Visit our website at www.wopministries.org. Praise the Lord. Drop us a prayer request. There is a link there, amen. If you would like to drop us an email, amen, or if you'd like to just contact us with any type of a comment, you can do that on our website. Praise God. If you feel led to partner with us, amen, you can do so by writing us, amen, amen, and drop us a love gift, amen, just to help us to go on with this broadcast. Praise God. Amen. We're not soliciting funds, but if the Lord lays it on your heart to be a blessing to our work, to the ministry that God is doing, we would encourage you to do so. We thank God for your prayers, most of all, that you pray for us. Amen. That we continue to do the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we love you. We appreciate you. We want you to be encouraged and strengthened in the Lord. I pray that your services on tomorrow will be impacted greatly, that the Lord will have his way in your life. Stay encouraged, beloved. Know that God is love is with you, and he loves you. Until we meet again, God bless you, beloved.